Yeah, we have written to Mr. O'Dowd following his statement early in the summer, indicating that he wished to proceed with the upgrade of the A5, just seeking some clarity around how that process is going and what the timescales and some of the operational procedures will be around that process.
And he had said before the summer recess that he was recommending the planned upgrade, but you have received calls from farmers that they're unable to make firm decisions. What has the reaction been from the farmers?
Yeah, well, I suppose it's that not knowing. No, there's recognition that we do, from our farmers, from everybody, that we do need to improve road safety. And that's not the issue here. It's not about whether we do or whether we don't. The question, as the Minister has indicated, that he wishes to proceed. I suppose what we need to know is what that will look like. What is the planned route? How is that going to affect individual farm businesses? What the vesting order is going to look like, which is going to take that land, and whether there will be further environmental impact assessments and different processes that quite often happen in this, and what the timescale around all of it is, because quite often we have these it's more and more the case that these large scale projects just seem to take longer and longer and longer, and that makes planning for our members particularly difficult as they look to invest into their businesses, not sure that if they that they may have something in the next 6 months or the next, or it could be 5 years. They just don't know. So it's to get that clarity, just so we can make the, so our members can make the informed and the, hopefully for them, the correct decisions.
And you said that farmers and landowners have been in limbo. What do you hope the next steps will look like, and how can that benefit farmers and landowners?
Yeah, we'd like to know. I suppose the most simple thing to know is to know the route. That's what we're still waiting to hear what that is, and also to know the timescale involved and the various other parts in the process, the various other steps, the environmental assessments that may be needed to be done, and where they are. Maybe they have been done, we're not sure. So it's just to get that understanding again, so our members can make the right decisions around their own businesses. So it's more a call for clarity of information around what has happened to date and what is likely to happen over the next short and medium term. Not really, Kate. I mean, I think it is important to emphasise that we recognise the importance of road safety, and we see that right across the province. The A5, and as a particular, unfortunately, a particularly bad example of a road where there has been far too many accidents over the years, and we see it in other places as well. So we want to see improved road safety, and that requires actions, obviously. So that's what we're calling for. We want to see these things all moved forward.